Hello people, welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today we're going to be talking about NBA. Okay, 2 days ago people, you know, when I was talking about the Miami Heat obviously going to the NBA final against the Lakers, you know, I tried very hard to put some excitement out there because you want to see something, you know, you want to see a little bit, you know, you want to see some fight between, you know, between the Lakers and Miami Heat, you know what I mean, during the final, you want to see some sort of competition. But I try really, really hard. Looking at the prediction, I mean, if you go out there and look at the prediction, obviously, even before the game won yesterday, you know, prediction clearly heavily in favor of LA Lakers. I mean, yesterday, after game one yesterday, I just have to say it, okay? This is probably going to be the most. That's probably going to be the most easiest finals of LeBron James' career. I'll tell you right now, there's no way back here. I don't think Miami are winning a game. Let me say that again. I don't think Miami are winning a game here. It's over. I mean, yesterday, LeBron, AD, they could do anything they wanted. Shoot the ball, dominate the paint, everything was there. And it didn't help, obviously, coming from Miami Heat because he had a couple of injury. We have Dragic, obviously had an injury, injured his left foot. And we have Bam Adebayo, who basically left because of shoulder strain. So they're losing almost two players. And also you've got Jimmy Butler, had a small ankle injury. But again, he was talking about that a bit yesterday. Saying yes, it's painful, but he will have to go. What that means is, yes, it's painful. I'm struggling a little bit, but because we don't have enough, I still have to go out there and perform. People, let me tell you something, that's not good enough. You're not going to win NBA. You're not going to win a ring or an NBA final if you have injury. It's not happening, okay? This is going to be LeBron and AD and Lakers final. It's over. Completely over. I mean, I'm looking at Dragic. Dragic was definitely the playmaker for that team. He was actually the scorer, you know, the leading scorer for that team. Although Jimmy Butler is the leader of the Miami, you know, he wasn't putting number like he's supposed to, like an all-star or anything like that, not at all. So now, with all those injuries, they have to go through that, you know, without, you know, Dragic and Bam Adebayo. That's not going to get it. I don't care. They will have to bring, I mean, people, the bench, you know, now you're asking a 20-year-old, you know, Tyler Hero to come up and score just over 30 points every game, you know, going forward. That's not going to happen. You're asking, you know, Jimmy Butler to score just over maybe 40 points a night, something like that. That's not his game. That's just not his game. You know, you're asking, you need a production coming from somewhere. And I'm talking about 3 points. Somebody needs to score those 3 points over and over just to shut those guys. And even that, the error margin basically from Miami Heat is too small. You cannot make any mistake. I mean, this game one was so easy. They were leading about 13 points just around the second quarter. And Lakers just came back and run them through all the way and beat them just over 20 points. This is easy. This is too easy. And you're looking at the matchup, Lakers are big, long, strong. And you look at the Miami Heat, they look like babies inside there. I mean, this is a bad matchup for Miami. Really, really bad matchup. I mean, if I'm Eric Postra, this is a nightmare matchup for him right now. How is he going to go back and talk to those players and let them know, look, guys, you have a chance to go and win game two? I just don't know. This would be lying in front of a player. I just don't know. Obviously, you know, he's not going to come out and say that. But all I'm saying is, there's no chance, people. There's no chance. I mean, Rondo is playing Rondo playoff game. You know what I mean? You know, Dwight Howard is putting number. He's not putting big time number, but he's doing what he's supposed to do. You know, Kyle Kuzma is playing. He's free now. He's playing good game. And you've got Danny Green hitting shot. And then you have LeBron and AD. I mean, it's too much right now for the Miami people. It's too much. It's just a matter of time now. I think, you know, LeBron and the Lakers, I will be just running through the Miami Heat, you know, in the next few days. I know the next game is tomorrow, but people, there's no chance here. There's nothing to talk about. Okay, now let me just move on to Doc Rivers. You know, for those who don't know, you know, Doc Rivers was the coach of the Clippers, and he recently got sacked. Obviously, because they led the game, they led the series against Denver Nuggets 3-1. But then they managed to lose that on the game 7 against the Denver Nuggets. And just at the back of that, obviously, he was sacked. He was sacked by the Clippers. It was disappointing, very much disappointing Clippers season. The reason why, because the talk, obviously, around NBA and just around the world was, you know, the Clippers will have to meet Lakers, you know, for the Western Conference Final, which did not happen. And, you know, you have to take a blame. Somebody have to take a blame here. You're not going to sack the player. The coach will get sacked. That's exactly what happened to Doc Rivers. Now, my take on that is this. I think that's the right decision. This is the right decision. You cannot lead a series 3-1 and then lose that series just like that. You know, especially with having, you know, the top, you know, you have the top two player, one of the top two player in the world, you know, playing for your team. Talking about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, you have to close that deal. This was so bad. That was so bad. And also, I'm talking about distraction. There's so much distraction, you know, coming from the Clippers. You know, you're having people not turning up at the bubble when they're supposed to. You're having people going to the strip club while they need to go and train. It was just so much. It was just too much. You've got Kawhi Leonard, obviously, you know, skipping some games, you know, during the regular season because he want to keep himself fresh for the, you know, for the playoff. And this is not working. You've got Paul George not really putting the number that he's supposed to. You know, reason why Paul George was reason why, you know, they had to give up so many draft picks, obviously, for Paul George is because they thought Paul George would be a good number two to help the Clippers go all the way to NBA final. And then you just felt like the Clippers were acting like they were gonna go to the NBA final regardless. You know, there was no focus, there was no motivation, there was no attention to details. Everything was pretty much like, okay, let's just get out there and let's figure out what's gonna happen. You just can't do that. You have to be professional all the way through. And I believe that's the reason why Doc Rivers got sacked. And let me tell you something, Doc Rivers, especially in the NBA community, is very well respected. He's very, you know, he won the championship with the Boston Celtics, yes. But, you know, he is the only coach in NBA history to lose a 3-1 lead in three playoff series, okay? You know, the first time he did that, I was back in 2003 with Orlando Magic on the first round. Then, in 2015, with the Clippers against Rockets in the semifinal. And now, in 2020, he's doing that with the Clippers again, you know, against Denver Nuggets. So, this is not a good resume that you want to have as a coach. And that's the reason why I can see the billionaire guys thinking, no, I think now we need to change now. And I understand that. You need a new voice. You need somebody else to come out and talk to those players. And let's be honest, people. You know, when we talk about NBA, you know, especially at that level there, you know, when an owner, a billionaire, want to make a big change like that coming from the coach, usually what happens, they call, you know, the leader. I'm talking about superstar players. So I guess the Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, you know, had a call and talked about that. And they maybe gave a green light to the, you know, to the owner to say, look, you can let him go and get somebody else to come in because we need a new voice here. And let's be honest, people, I think that's the right decision. You know, and I think if Doc River, you ask him, he will tell you the truth that, yes, maybe that's time to move on. Maybe try a new challenge and see exactly what's going to happen. Because this was a bad loss. And I think, and nobody talk about that so much, people, you know, I think the owner waited to see what Denver would do against the Lakers. But when he saw how the Lakers gave that gentle sweep, basically, the Denver Nuggets beating them 4-1, he thought, okay, that's it. it's over. I think clearly you can see there was no motivation in place, you know, when Clipper plays against Denver Nugget, because you cannot lead 3-1 and then lose 4-3 in a game 7. You just can't do that. This is all about what? This is all about motivation. This is all about leadership. And clearly there was no leadership on that team. And that's the reason why, you know, Doc Rivers lost his job. And I think he's going to move on. He's going to get a new job. Some of the talk out there is, you know, he might get a job, you know, at Philly. I don't know if that'll be a good one. Or maybe the Rocket job. You know, there's a job out there for Doc Rivers. I think there's a job out there. But I think he need... If I'm Doc Rivers, to be honest, I'll maybe take a break. After all this time, take a break. Wait a year or two and then go back again and do the job if you want to. But this was a bad loss. And I think this was the right decision, you know, to let him go. Okay then, people. Thank you very much for listening to the Slick Talk Show. And I hope you stay tuned. And good night.